Skiing, speed skating, luge, and bobsled are all Winter Olympic sports, usually decided by fractions of a second. The fast-paced sport of ice hockey is thrilling when there is a tightly played contest, but that is not what spectators observed in each of the opening women's games contested by Canada and the United States. On Saturday, Canada broke the record for the biggest margin of victory in Olympic women's ice hockey with an 18-0 trouncing of Slovakia. That exceeded the Canadians' 16-0 win over host Italy 4 years ago in Turin. On Sunday, the United States overpowered China 12-1, with the only Chinese goal coming on a power play against the U.S. team's backup goaltender in the final 3 minutes. China's Finnish coach, Hannu Juhani Saintula, acknowledged that his team will have to get a lot better to compete with the likes of the strong U.S. squad, but he added the experience of playing the Americans can only help. U.S. coach Mark Johnson said that fans need to be patient with teams that are trying to develop in a sport where they do not have a strong tradition. But he admitted he feels uncomfortable when the scores become so lopsided. Comparisons can certainly be made to the U.S. Dream Team basketball squad when NBA players made their Olympics debut in 1992 in Barcelona. Since then, basketball teams across the globe have closed the gap. One fan at the U.S.-China game, American Margaret Bird, told VOA Sports she enjoyed the contest and that no matter what the score, the players need to go all out.
The others will come on. They'll get it together. They'll work it out. These Chinese girls, there's some skill out there. They just have to keep at it and, they see what they could do.
American fan Peggy Whitney agreed.
Hopefully the other countries will get stronger as the years progress. Bring their level of play up to the Canadians and the Americans.
International Olympic Committee spokesman Mark Adams said he watched the big win by Canada over Slovakia, but he did not seem concerned for the tournament here.
Clearly, if you're on the losing side of a hiding, it's never much fun, but I'm sure they had a great experience, and I'm sure they're thankful to be Olympians. These things happen in all sports at all levels.
Spokeswoman for the Vancouver Organizing Committee, Renee Smith-Velotti, shared the same opinion.
The young women competing for Slovakia, I think, had a great game. Would they have loved to beat the Canadian team? I'm sure they would have. But it's all about being an Olympian. And for all of the women who have come to play in the Olympic hockey tournament, and for any athlete who is here, it's about being an Olympian and coming to an Olympic Games. So we hope they had a great experience.
The other two women's ice hockey games played thus far were much closer. Sweden beat Switzerland 3-0, and in Sunday's late game, Finland topped Russia 5-1. Park Brewer, VOA Sports, in Vancouver.